All good so far. Amazing, even, if you're the type to be amazed by human effort and ingenuity. It's what happens next, after our needs are met, that's the problem. The mother of all environmental problems, in fact. DeWitt pointed to the grey fog on the right edge of the diagram. The grey fog is waste. In 2015, he explained, about two-thirds of the material we scratch from the planet slipped through our fingers. More than 67 billion tons of hard-won stuff was lost. Most of it scattered irretrievably. Plastic trash drifted into rivers and oceans. So did nitrates and phosphates leaching from fertilizer fields. A third of all food rotted, even as the Amazon was deforested to produce more. Think of an environmental problem, and chances are it's connected to waste. That includes climate change. It happens because we burn fossil fuels and scatter the waste, carbon dioxide, into the atmosphere. This may sound ridiculous, but as DeWitt walked me through the numbers that morning, it felt like an epiphany. There was a unifying, exhilarating clarity to that wonky diagram, to the way it defined the task. Sure, it said, the threats we face are multifarious and overwhelming. Sure, they're planetary in scale. But really, to get along on this Earth, we must do just one thing. Stop wasting so much of it. DeWitt pointed to a thin arrow that circled back, from right to left, along the bottom of the diagram, representing all the material we'd managed to capture through recycling, composting, and so on. It was only 9.3 billion tons, just 9% of the total.